two terrific goals in the game.
We were disgraced today, Roger. Mm-hmm. Disgrace. I didn't even celebrate the goal. Mm-hmm. We were disgrace. And I've made it pretty clear. That was embarrassing. Not embarrassing, just insipid. Disrespectful to the opponent. Ordinary. Everything that we didn't have last week, or we did have last week, was missing today for the first hour. We've given a goal and an hour start to a team that hasn't won in 14 games. Last half hour was great, but it's not what I want. It was unprofessional. We are going for a title here, and the reason we haven't been out of the league for 3 years is because they're complacent. They think they need to only turn up. Everyone keeps saying they're a passing team. I don't see it. I don't know what a passing team is. You got to earn the right to play. And we didn't earn the right to play for a long, long time in the game. And that if they think they know better than me, then good luck to them.
Did he have one eye on Hearts?
I don't know, Roger.
Is that just an easy excuse?
That's an easy excuse. We got a chance to go 9 clear. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased we've gone 7. We're away from home. We've stayed unbeaten. Too many draws for my liking. And not enough quality or bait or urgency or organisation or leadership qualities. And you see why we've been in this division for 3 years. Because they win the cup, it's great. They can go and play the Invernesses and Aberdeens and Dundee Uniteds and Rangers. Come to Raith Rovers, roll your sleeves up. They're up for it. They've got a new manager. They were the ones wanted it more than us. Disgraceful. Yeah, I'm angry.
A bit like the game at Christmas Eve. That
was totally different because we were the both up there. We could have been 7 up. This was totally different for an hour. It looked like we were disinterested, didn't want it enough, and I don't know where that comes from. So, someone will not play Wednesday, and if they want to know why, then we'll show them the first hour of that game.
Can you put your finger on why that was right for this?
There's an immaturity. Right for the start? Yeah. Immaturity. I'm trying to change the mentality. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm pleased. There's plenty of character because they've come back a few times now, mm-hmm. You know, Jason scores a great free kick, but he was poor. Mm-hmm. Poor in the game. Mm-hmm. John McGinn, you know, Fahey. The only people with a pass mark from the first half were Stevenson and McGregor and Brian Graham. The rest, you cannot turn up to a football game and go, "Oh, we'll be all right today." This is real football. This is men's football. This is big. And I don't want to see that ever again. I would love to change it, but I can't. I haven't got a big enough squad to change it. I've got to work with them. And yeah, I'm hammering them today because I've defended them all season, but I cannot defend that. And I won't.
Told them this in the dressing room. Is this going to give them the jolt they need?
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a reaction. I don't want to sit down and watch that again, but we'll have to. We're going into the playoffs. Times more up for it, and that is unprofessional. We have got to be at it every week because teams want to beat us, and I don't want to give any other teams encouragement. Yeah, the results went for us today, but we should be 9 clear now, and that's all down to our preparation or the way we approach the game. I'm fed up with watching. I'll play the kids, Dave, if I have to. Pat Stanton. Winners, you know? Like, I'll work with them over the next couple of days. I am angry, and I've every right to be, a thing. It's unacceptable. But we'll be all right for Wednesday, I'm sure. Wednesday's not an issue for me. The league is. The cup will take care of itself. I'm sure we'll play strongly. Hopefully we'll prevail and go on. It'd be nice to, you know, proceed in both competitions, but I cannot accept that.